HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump wrapped up his Asia trip with a much-anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi in South Korea.
President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time, and it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Xi heard through a translator.
In the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-U.S. relations, should stay the right course and ensure the steady sailing forward of the giant ship of China-U.S. relations.
President Trump has agreed to reduce tariffs on Chinese imports. Beijing agrees to allow the export of rare earth materials, start buying American soybeans, and deal with fentanyl production. Looking at what some other countries, including adversaries, are doing, President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons tests. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Republican Chuck Grassley leading an investigation into Operation Arctic Frost. He says it was a massive Biden Justice Department spy operation surveilling the activities of a host of conservative organizations. Phone records were subpoenaed from Verizon.
That includes a hard line for Senator Cruz's office and a staffer cell phone for former Senator Leffler. AT&T informed me they challenged the legal basis for Jack Smith's efforts, and Smith backed down.
Some conservative commentators say the alleged wrongdoing exceeds by far that of Watergate. With the arrests of five more people, a total of seven now being held in connection with the crown jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris, the gems have not been recovered. On Wall Street, stocks in the red. This is SRN News. The U.S. rejoins the Geneva Consensus.
It's a coalition of nations that have signed a declaration stating that there is no international right to abortion. President Trump signed on to the declaration at the end of his first term in office back in 2020. But President Biden reversed that commitment shortly after he came to the White House, leaving some 30 other countries to go it alone. Now Mr. Trump has restored the U.S. membership in the Geneva Consensus, joining such nations as Hungary and Egypt. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events to take a gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. It is the same test that track and boxing federations adopted earlier in the year. This is SRN News. The Texas Education Agency is taking over the 70,000-student Fort Worth Independent School District.
That's because one sixth-grade campus repeatedly failed to meet state academic standards. That campus, which drew refugee and immigrant students, was closed down after the 23-24 school year. The state will appoint new school board members and choose a superintendent. Many believe the legislature's education funding decisions have played an outsized role in districts' academic struggles. Budget deficits have districts increasing class sizes and shutting down many programs. Jason Walker reporting.
In long-awaited job cuts just months after completing its $8 billion merger with Skydance, Paramount has begun layoffs set to impact about 2,000 employees, and all the reductions amount to about 10% of the company's total workforce. More details, SRNNews.com.